Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
When the H1N1 swine flu broke out in the spring of 2009, the Obama administration declared a public health emergency during the same month. However, it did take 6 months for President Obama to declare a national emergency. The World Health Organization declared an H1N1 pandemic on June 11, 2009. President Obama declared a national emergency related to the pandemic on October 24, 2009. Eventually, 12,000 Americans died from this epidemic. As emergencies develop, it's not always easy to determine the severity of that emergency. This is not to criticize the reaction by the Obama administration to the swine flu epidemic. When it became apparent the coronavirus originated from the Chinese province of Wuhan on January 31st, President Trump ordered a restriction on travel from China. Reactions to the president's proclamation can best be exhibited by Joe Biden's comments that, quote, "This is no time for Donald Trump's record of hysteria and xenophobia, hysterical xenophobia and fear-mongering to lead the way instead of science," end of quote. After Trump imposed travel restrictions on European countries on March 11th, Biden once again slammed the president, saying the restrictions might slow the virus, but it won't stop it. It wasn't long after the president's actions that many European countries, as well as Canada and Mexico, began to close their borders. The president's actions seem to have been foresightful. The president's actions were not rapid enough for Nancy Pelosi. In spite of a need for the nation to come together as one to fight this viral enemy, she appeared on CNN with Jake Tapper and in her inimitable snarky way said, quote, "His denial at the beginning was deadly," end of quote. She went on to claim that the president is doing nothing at this point to address the problem. Her implication was that the president's current non-action is costing lives. Her words, quote, "As the president fiddles, people are dying," end of quote. Now, this comes after the president sought to work with Congress, the House and the Senate, Democrats and Republicans, to get legislation passed that addressed the health aspects of this crisis, as well as a financial relief component. Nancy Pelosi single-handedly stepped in to stop that progress in order to insert spending on issues that had nothing to do with the medical or financial impact of the epidemic, but reflected talking points pushed by the far left. Those issues included tax credits for solar and wind energy, limits on ICE and Border Patrol, more money for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and much more. What is the case is that the Obama administration set up the White House National Security Council Directorate for Global Health Security and Biodefense. The purpose was to prepare for future pandemics. And while the Trump administration did dismantle that particular department, it's been suggested by former National Security Advisor John Bolton that global health remained a top National Security Council priority. Bolton suggested it was the NSC's attention to global health that made it so effective in handling the 2018-2019 Africa Ebola crisis. With respect to Bolton's belief that the NSC is capable of dealing with a health epidemic, perhaps it's time that consideration should be given to either reinstituting a White House health directorate or a cabinet position that is created. But in the meantime, it doesn't help the situation by claiming the president sits idly by while watching people die. Those attacks are not helpful. In fact, they work against the effort to fight this epidemic. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!